الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the most fascinating and amazing description of marriage and the institution of family is mentioned by the Quran in chapter 30, Surah Ar-Rum, verse 21. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا. This term, لِتَسْكُنُوا, so you may find rest with them. This is very amazing term, amazing description of the institution of marriage. In fact, the entire foundation of marriage and family is based on this term, لِتَسْكُنُوا. To find rest, to find tranquility. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. And God will engender among your hearts after marriage affection and mercy. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. The love and the mercy of God, you can find it in your partner. The love and the mercy, the affection of God, you can find it with your partner at home. This is why we have marriage. Marriage and your mate, your soulmate, your partner, your husband, your wife is a source of healing, source of remedy to you, source of stability, source of peace. You find rest with them, emotional rest. Sometimes the rest is physical. Your body is tired, exhausted. And sometimes the rest is psychological and emotional. You find emotional peace. God says only in the institution of marriage. I made this, I designed it in a way that you find emotional, psychological tranquility and peace only within the boundaries of marriage. Within the institution of marriage and family. With your spouse. Only with your spouse you can find peace. But today, my friends, we don't find it. Most of the people, when it comes to marriage, their marriage has a rough time. It's a turbulent marriage. It is a source of disstability, not a stability, not a tranquility, not peace. Why is that? Shouldn't we ask ourselves why God, who designed marriage to be a source of peace, istiqrar, and stability, and happiness, but we don't find it? Today it's a source of contention. It's a source of quarreling. Why is that? There are many reasons. One of them is that because we always think in terms of materialism. Spirituality is missing from our life. The remembrance of God is missing from our homes. You don't find it. Even when we pray, our salat, our prayers is artificial prayers. It's not real prayers. We just want to get over with it. We just go up and down, ruku and sujood. So it's a responsibility, a burden on me. I just want to get rid of it. Put it aside. It's not because I am enjoying it. We look at it as a responsibility that you have to fulfill it. Not a source of enjoyment. Not a source of relief. Not a source of communication with God. This is not the way we look at our prayers. This is why the prayers does not have any fruits. Quran is strange in our homes. Quran was sent, so we read it day and night, every single day. We begin the day with Quran, we end the day with the Quran. How many of us we really recite the Quran once, I would not say once a day, but once a week, once a month? Quran is on the shelf. This is the place of the Quran, always on the shelf. We don't read it. We don't reflect upon the Quran. Even the dua. Do we read the dua with understanding? Do we take some time after the prayers, when we do the prayers at home, to sit, stay, don't leave your position, stay 3 more minutes, 5 more minutes, say, Ilahi, I have things to share with you. Do we do this? We don't do. The barakah is missing from our marriages, from our lives, from our families. The barakah is missing. There is no barakah. From our children, there is no blessings. The barakah, the blessing is missing from our food, from our income, from our relationship. So of course, when the blessings is missing, when we don't pay attention to our spiritual needs, all what we focus upon is money, 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 money. This is our main concern. How to make more money. How to bring more money. Not how to better myself, make myself more humble, true servant of God. With more piety, with more righteousness, with more humanity. We don't think about these things. In this case, marriage is going to collapse. Marriage is not going to be a source of tranquility. It's not going to be a source of affection and mercy. Many couples today are trapped in fruitless marriages. A marriage that does not move forward, it's going backward. A marriage where children are not enjoying their fathers and their mothers. They don't see their parents having good relationship, real relationship. It's a relationship that is based on exploitation by both parties, both sides. So of course it would not be, in this case, it would not be a source of stability. It would not be, as God said, second, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. It's not second anymore. It's not a source of rest anymore. Because we switched. We, through our own choice, this was our own choice, we switched the source of stability into the source of destability. Because we exchanged the ruhaniyat, the ma'nawiyat, spiritualities with materialism. Today our focus, if you ask any person, Muslim, non-Muslim, believer, non-believer, black, white, American, non-American, what is your main goal in this life? Or what is your main concern in this life? Believe me, the magic word will be money. How can I make more money? Today we are choosing teaching our young generation, our children, to go to school, to excel, to do good, so they can make more money. More money. Choose this major because this major is more profitable. Don't choose that major. This is wrong. This is wrong. God wants me to choose a major that makes me more human, more supportive of my community, my society. Not a major that only earns me money. So when our focus is primarily on money and wealth and materialism, this is the result. The family is not a source of stability anymore. We don't find stability in our families. We don't find the blessings in our children. You have to run after your children in the streets. Children don't listen to their parents. Parents don't care about their children. The relationship is tense. The husband does not trust his wife. The wife does not respect her husband. And this is the situation that we see. Families are at risk of disintegration. This is what we see. This is the trend that we see. Sometimes I go to some communities, including our own community, and I see a huge number of single boys and girls, single. They reach their 30s, 40s. Why are you not married? The answer, you know the answer, very funny answer. He says, there are no girls in my community. And his community is over flooded with females, with girls. He says, there are no girls. When you ask the girl, where, you are still single. She said, there are no good men in my community. Why? Because we focus only on materialism. Who has more money? We don't focus on akhlaq. Who has more akhlaq, more humility, more production, more help? I never found any person who tells me, Sayyid, I'm looking for a partner who gets me closer to Allah. يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I never. Believe me. This is why marriages have no blessings. Marriages, they fall apart. Because people are quarreling over money. Who gets the biggest share? Allah says, when you are with me, when you marry for the right reason, money will come. Definitely, we are not going to leave you hungry. إِنْ يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. We will bless you. Don't put your primary concern, your main concern about wealth and materialism. Marriage is not a business. Marriage is a human enterprise. You get married to help people, to help yourself and help others, and establish a strong, healthy, productive family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the homes, our homes. Listen to the description of our homes in chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. God has ordained for you a place of rest and a tranquility in your dwellings. Your home is a place of rest, place of tranquility. It's a place where you find peace of mind. Not just eat and shower and leave the house. It's a place where you really find source of peace. But this is not the case. This is not the case with our homes. As I mentioned, because when you don't perform the salat in the right way, when you don't teach your children, when you don't recite the Quran, recite the dua, when you don't connect to the source of power, you will get no power. Musa alayhi salam said to his community, if you want God to save you, if you want to enjoy a peaceful life, اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة. Turn your homes into قبلة. قبلة means a center of connection to God. If you disconnect with God, then don't expect me to bring you peace. I can't do that for you. واجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة. Ask yourself as a mother, as a father, is your house qibla today? You can answer this question yourself. Go back to your home tonight. Ask yourself, is this house, my room, my dwelling, is it really qibla? Connected to God? Really connected to God? We remember God? We respect God? You can answer this question. And unless we do this, we cannot save the institution of marriage. We cannot save our children. I am telling you, this is the real reason. Our children are not leaving religion or leaving their families because of the shortages of food or clothing or money, but because of a shortage of commitment to God, to our faith. This is the main reason. And God says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. God engenders among your hearts affection and mercy. Affection in the beginning of marriage. Definitely you need love to connect you. If not, love is not there, you are not going to be connected. But down the road, Allah says, sometimes love is going to fade out. So we're going to support that love, that shortage of love, the deficiency of love, with something else. Rahmah, with mercy. God is saying that maybe this wife, you enjoyed her for 20, 30 years. Now, for some reason, she cannot provide you with what you expect. But here, now you have to have mercy with her. The husband that protected you for 20, 30 years, now probably he's disabled. He cannot bring more money. You have to have mercy with him. Mercy. If love does not work, then we have to replace it with mercy. Sometimes you have mercy on people that you don't necessarily love them. They are not your relatives, not your friends, but you have to show mercy to them, to all mankind. In the beginning, we need love, and towards the end, what binds the families together and the husband and the wife together is mercy. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Let me say one more thing before I conclude. Some people, marriage does not work for them. We should not keep asking people to get married. Some of your children, do not force them to get married because they are not qualified for it. Maybe they have income. Maybe they have good job. Maybe they have huge house. But they don't have the mental and psychological capacity. They don't. So don't force them to get married. Don't. Marriage does not work for many people. Sometimes I believe not to get married is better than being in a failed relationship. Because a failed relationship is going to destroy you and your wife and your children. So at least stay single. Stay single. Don't. If you want to destroy your life, don't destroy people's life with you. Stay single. And never God said anywhere that all men have to get married and all women have to get married. Some people, they are not up to it. Marriage is a response. Marriage requires qualification. We think, especially the Muslims, the Arabs, the Iranians, we think that qualification is money. As long as he makes money, he's qualified. But money is not the only qualification. It requires spiritual and mental and psychological maturity. Rushd. Rushdul aqli, rushdul nafsi, maturity. So if you don't have it, money is not going to help. There are many people who have money, but they don't know how to raise their children. They don't know how to take care of their families. Money was not their problem. Their problem was something else. They don't have commitment. They do not live up to their responsibilities. They don't want to be responsible. So stay away from marriage. Don't push people. If you have a cousin, a neighbor, a friend, a brother that you know he or she are not qualified, don't pressure them. Because when you pressure them, it is going to result in divorce, in a bigger disaster. Let them enjoy their life being single. At least they don't do damage to the greater society. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.